Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 11th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Normobaric hyperoxia in patients with acute stroke, enhancing neuroprotection through inhibition of inflammation. This study describes a secondary analysis of the OPENS, normobaric hyperoxia combined with reperfusion for acute ischemic stroke trial, involving 86 acute ischemic stroke patients with anterior circulation occlusion. The aim was to investigate the effects of normobaric hyperoxia on the inflammatory response and its role in stroke-induced brain injury. However, the provided abstract does not detail the specific findings, conclusions, or clinical implications of this investigation. Article number 2. Longitudinal intracardiac right ventricular flow analysis in infants with hypoplastic left heart syndrome in interstage I using novel Doppler velocity reconstruction. This study aimed to analyze longitudinal changes in right ventricular intracardiac flow in infants with hypoplastic left heart syndrome during the critical interstage period. Researchers utilized a novel Doppler velocity reconstruction method to quantify kinetic energy, vortex strength, and flow energy loss from conventional color Doppler acquisitions. While the study hypothesized about these changes, the provided abstract does not present the specific findings or conclusions regarding the actual measurements or their clinical significance in this patient population. Article number 3. Metabolomic biomarkers are independently associated with secondary adverse cardiovascular events in patients with coronary artery disease. This study analyzed 249 plasma metabolites in 10,175 UK Biobank participants with coronary artery disease to identify potential biomarkers for secondary major adverse cardiovascular events. Using nuclear magnetic resonance and elastic net regression models, the research established that specific metabolomic biomarkers are independently associated with an increased risk of future cardiovascular events. This suggests their potential utility in enhancing risk prediction and guiding preventative strategies in patients already diagnosed with coronary artery disease. Article number 4. Lifetime exposure to violence and early cardiometabolic risk factors in a healthy Swedish cohort. This study investigated the association between lifetime exposure to violence and early cardiometabolic risk factors in 23,215 healthy Swedish adults aged 18 to 50 years from the LifeGene study. Participants reported on physical and sexual violence exposure alongside medical diagnoses of hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia, and smoking history. However, the provided abstract outlines the study's scope and methods but does not detail the specific findings or conclusions regarding the observed associations or potential sex differences. Article number 5. Competing risks of cardiac and non-cardiac mortality in patients with secondary mitral regurgitation undergoing transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. This study utilized data from the GIOTTO, Italian Society of Interventional Cardiology, Registry of Transcatheter Treatment of Mitral Regurgitation, Registry to assess the competing risks and independent predictors of cardiac and non-cardiac mortality in patients with secondary mitral regurgitation undergoing mitral transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. While highlighting the importance of understanding the relative impact of different mortality causes in this population, the provided abstract does not present the specific findings or conclusions regarding the identified predictors or the observed proportions of cardiac versus non-cardiac deaths. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.